The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Aaron driving a semi-truck on I-5 is. Aaron, are you there?
I am here.
Time for you to get out of the studio, sir.
Bye-bye.
If you're playing at home, Aaron has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
How many letters are in the alphabet?
26.
Correct. Which TV show had a talking cat named Salem?
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
That's right. Asics, Toms, and UGG are brands of what?
Boots.
Can you be more generic? Yes. In which branch of the military was the first to award a Medal of Honor?
Would that be the Army?
No.
Air Force?
No.
Navy?
Yes. The duck-billed platypus is one of only 3 mammals that can do what?
Lay eggs.
Correct. How many lead singers has Iron Maiden had?
3.
Yes. Who was Raggedy Ann's little brother?
Raggedy Andy.
Correct. In which Canadian province was Wayne Gretzky born?
Quebec?
No.
Pass.
What letter appears at the bottom left of a standard keyboard?
C?
No.
B.
Yes. All right. With that, you got 8 correct, and that is a fine score there, Aaron.
Woohoo!
Yeah! That's how I'm feeling on the inside. Woohoo.
Oh, yeah.
Woohoo. Steve.
Yes.
Welcome back. Are you ready?
All right.
Hope you're feeling a little pressure.
How
many letters are in the alphabet?
26.
Correct. Which TV show had a talking cat named Salem?
That Out of This World?
No.
Crap, it was a show that was right around that time. Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yes. Oh. Asics, Toms, and UGG are types of what?
Shoes.
Yes. Which branch of the military was the first to award a Medal of Honor?
Let's go Army.
No.
Navy.
Yes. The duck-billed platypus is one of only 3 mammals that can do what?
Swim?
No.
Fly?
No.
Have sex for pleasure?
No.
Wow.
How many lead singers has Iron Maiden had?
I believe it's 3.
It is. Who was Raggedy Ann's little brother?
Andy.
Yes.
Raggedy Andy?
In which Canadian province was Wayne Gretzky born?
Oh, crap. Edmonton.
No.
Saskatchewan.
No.
Winnipeg.
No. What letter appears at the bottom left of a standard keyboard?
Bottom left? What?
Yes, bottom left of a standard keyboard. What letter appears there?
C?
No.
B?
No.
E?
No.
F?
No.
U?
Wow.
Steve, you got
Z.
You get Z.
Yeah,
he can
Z.
See now. He took off his blindfold. Steve, you got 6 correct, which is a lovely score, but it's not good enough to beat our friend Aaron, who scored 8.
Wow.
Aaron wins 8-6.
Nice.
Congratulations, Aaron.
Woo-hoo. Great
There's
game,
that
my man.
Again. So let's go through this real quickly. No, platypuses, I'm not sure if they have sex for pleasure or not, but they...
I know dolphins do.
They do lay eggs.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, I mean... In order to lay those eggs? No.
Oh, my. The Canadian province that is home to Wayne Gretzky is Ontario. And then eventually you got to the letter Z when
Z.
You cheated and took your blindfold off. But there's always the 850 game, Steve.
There is, thankfully. I have a chance to redeem myself.
We have a really sick shirt that would look really awesome on our friend Aaron while he's driving his truck down I-5. And that is the new I Beat Migs t-shirt. And it has Steve's face on it as a Dogman character. It has the 60 seconds on the clock.
It does. And I got to give a shout out to our friend Jaime, who lives in Atlanta, went and saw Pantera yesterday. And he sent us some pictures. And he is rocking the I Beat Migs shirt.
Yeah.
At the Pantera concert, he did say that he got a couple of interesting looks while he was wearing it.
You can get your very own in the rock shop at KISW.com.